Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're still waiting to connect with Karen Kwiatkowski, so I'm going to cover a couple of other stories while we wait for that. And over in Iran, Iran's supreme leader, Khamenei, not Ahmadinejad, but Khamenei is basically saying, and yeah, we agree with him 100% on this, the West is obsessing about nuclear Iran to basically distract from all their own problems. They're going to wave a scary threat at everybody. Pay no attention to the crashing economy and pay no attention to all those wars that we started that we aren't actually able to win, and pay no attention to all this other stuff here, you know, because we've got Iran. We've got to guard against Iran. They're basically trying to go back to the methods that worked during the Cold War, where there were the commies out there, and the commies had nuclear weapons, and we had to always be on guard against them, and we always had to spend our tax money to build better weapons to hold off the communist menace, and so forth and so on. All righty, joining us on the air is Karen Kwiatkowski, and Karen, aloha. Thank you for spending some time with us today. It is an honor and a delight to finally speak with you, mouth to ear, as it were, or mic to mic.
It's good to be here. I love RBN, and it's always good to be on that, to be on your network.
Well, my wife Claire made me promise that I was going to say hi from her. She's a tremendous admirer of yours. Let's get right into it. I understand that you are running for office.
Yes. I'm running in the Republican primary here in the 6th District of Virginia, and against a 20-year incumbent, Bob Goodlatte. And Bob may be known to some of the listeners out there because he gained notoriety as the kind of the father of SOPA. And SOPA, of course, was not a very well-constructed piece of legislation, and it got shut down. But Bob was real proud of that up until the time he realized that it wasn't going to be possible to do it in this country. Not yet, anyway.
Well, you know, we often see a lot of legislation that is proposed for no other reason than it sounds really good in the press releases, and it turns out to be not workable, impractical, not enforceable, and that's almost become the hallmark of Washington, D.C., where we already have so many laws and so many paid professional lawmakers. They're always trying to outdo each other for something that will catch the attention of the media, especially in an election season. We see a lot of outright silliness. But what is basically the essence of your campaign platform?
Okay, our campaign can be summarized in our vision of less government and more prosperity. So I'm running here as a constitutional conservative Republican, kind of a Taft Republican, maybe possibly a Goldwater Republican. That's the kind of Republican that I am. And, of course, we're making the distinction between constitutional conservatives and libertarians on the one hand, with the establishment, big spending, big state, crony capitalist Republicans that Bob Goodlatte stands for. So we're having good, we've been effective in exposing Bob Goodlatte's record. And guess what? People like the Constitution. They like traditional conservatism. They like libertarian ideas. They like the Bill of Rights. And most of what Bob has been doing for really the last 10 or 12 years, certainly, have not been supportive of the Constitution or the Bill of Rights, or really small government at all. This is a Republican who's voted 13 times to raise the debt ceiling. This is a Republican who voted just last week against 93 other good conservative Republicans and a number of Democrats. He voted against his own party in order to retain the detention clause in the NDAA. So, I mean, you know, what kind of Republican does that? He's a big Patriot Act supporter, always defending that, loves to fund nation building, never says no to anything the Pentagon asks for. He just doesn't think constitutionally. He doesn't even have a connection, I don't think, to the Constitution. Doesn't really take it seriously. So, you know, we're running, that's kind of our big, we're trying to expose people to what Bob's really doing.
Okay, and, we have to take a break, Karen. Oh. I apologize for interrupting you. We have to take
a
break. Please stay with me. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Leroy lives in a cardboard box down by the Mission Bell, where saints refuse to go and the sinners wish him well. Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine. It happens far too often. Decorated soldier, veteran of the war. Who would have thought that he would be among the sick and poor? The preacher man wags his head while the rich man turns away. Mother looks on weeping, teardrops of blood are falling.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're talking with Karen Kwiatkowski, who is running in the Republican primary. And Karen, listening to you talk during this first segment, looking back over your numerous writings, I think you would probably agree with me that starting in the late 1990s, the GOP kind of got into this sort of schizophrenic identity crisis. And we've seen the split between the neocons, who took over basically the Project for the New American Century and the war agenda, and us old-style Republicans, which I like to call the paleocons. And I get a sense that you're a paleocon like me. And So I think the neocons, we come to understand that they're really acting more like liberals in terms of their spending policies, and they're certainly very, very pro-military, kind of the worst
of both
worlds. Well,
they're not pro-military. Let's clarify that. The neocons are not pro-military. They're pro-war. They're not pro-military.
I stand corrected.
Yeah, they absolutely could care less. In fact, one of the things I used to write about back in the day, when I got out of the military about neoconservatism and the neocons that I had come in contact with in political appointed jobs in the Pentagon, is that they don't serve to a rule, to a man, to a woman. The neocons do not serve in the military. That is not their subculture here in this country. They like to use the military, very much like I think Kissinger once said, you know, that the military is, they're really just pawns to be placed by greater minds, you know, for these global games. That is certainly how the neocons view the role of the military in American foreign policy. But the thing you mentioned about the neocons being very much like the modern Democratic Party, the neoconservative movement that took over in beginning really in the 80s, the Republican Party, came from you know, Democrats. These were Senator Jackson's what is the guy's name, Scoop Jackson was, yes, his nickname. His first name was, I don't know what his real first name was, they called him Scoop Jackson. But a lot of these guys, Republicans and Democrats, Wolfowitz, all these guys worked and got their political start to some extent working in a Democratic senator's office. And they, if you go even further back to the turn of the century, early 1900s, you find that they were the international socialists, the international communists that Stalin, you know, went away from. And Stalin said, oh no, we'll have national communism. But the international, the Trotskyites, this is where the neoconservatism came from. So it's certainly not native to the Republican Party. That's the important thing to understand. It is not native to this country. It is not native to the Republican Party. But yeah, they've kind of in many ways, they rose to some prominence. Now I do think that you're seeing now in the past several years, with some of the economic problems, the lack of interest that most Americans have, the lack of a sense of righteousness that most Americans have when they look at what we're doing in the Middle East. Most Americans realize that our activities in the Middle East today are not making us safer. They're just wasting money that we need here at home. So the tenor and the tone of the American conversation about our foreign policy has shifted away from neoconservatism. So they're losing some of that. And I know if anybody watched some of the debates, the presidential debates back in the day when we still had Rick Perry and some of these other guys in the debates, they were all talking about no more, you know, let's reduce foreign aid, let's bring the troops home. Very, very popular. Of course, Ron Paul never had to vary. He always called for that correctly. But a lot of the Republicans realize that their own party is sick of this stuff. So I'm able, in the 6th District, to really speak very honestly and frankly about what I believe, both in terms of foreign policy and domestic policy, which is small government, okay, small government at home, you know, no nation building abroad. And guess what? The people here in the 6th District, they all like that. This is like, yeah, that's what a Republican should be for. So it works out really great, and we're doing pretty well in this campaign so far. Only got a week left till our election on June 12th.
Well, where can people go to get more information about your campaign and your policies and your position, and also, sure, where they might be able to volunteer or donate to help you secure a victory for us old-fashioned paleocon type people?
There you go. That's right. Yeah, it's KarenKForCongress.com, KarenKForCongress.com. That's the website. And we also have a Facebook page. If you're on, you can look for Karen Kotowski for Congress. It'll pop up. We definitely would love you to like our Facebook page. And most everything's, it's on the website. We also link at the Facebook. And lots of stuff. A lot of it is articles that, some of it's articles I've written. Some of it is letters to the editor and other things that other people have written. And then, of course, documents that explain what we're about. Certainly we have an issues, like all websites. I mean, it's pretty standard. We have a pull-down menu for issues, and you can see where we stand on all these issues. And it is, as you pointed out, it's a paleocon prescription in many ways. A small government, you know, small, limited constitutional government. I mean, it shouldn't be radical. But strangely enough, going back to the Constitution is seen as radical. And I think that's kind of strange, but that's how it's seen.
I would agree with you. I think it's a red warning sign of just how deteriorated our present society and government is, that we have President Bush saying the Constitution is just a blank, blank piece of paper. And paleocons, and you know, if you quote the Constitution, you are put on the FBI's watch list. It really is a very, very scary time here right now. I don't know how much time you have to spend with us today, but would you mind stepping away from the political campaign a little bit? Because I'd like to talk about your original work back in the run-up to the war with Iraq, and I was rather gratified to see this movie called The Green Zone, starring, I think it was Matt Damon.
Yeah, Matt Damon was in The Green Zone. Yeah, that was a dramatization, but yes, interesting.
I thought it was wonderful that he took the chance to do a movie that basically says the U.S. government lied about why we went into Iraq, and it was actually showing on Spike the other night. I'm seeing all these anti-war movies all of a sudden.
When that movie came, well, first off, it couldn't have been made right away. And when it did come out, it was the neocons for sure, and some in government criticized it for being leftist propaganda. Now you can watch it on Spike TV, the most macho, hardcore channel out there, you know. So, it's good to see that people are a few years away from those bad decisions that our government made and the propaganda that our government was dishing out so freely. It's good to see that at least it's 9 years later, 8 years later, and we're able to look back and honestly talk about what went on.
My favorite line in the whole movie at the very end is where Matt Damon is screaming at this guy from the CIA. He says, what do we do the next time we need people to trust us? And that really is the essence of how the lies about Iraq's weapons of mass destruction just really destroyed the credibility of the U.S. government around the world and even among the American people. That's why they can't get traction with all this brouhaha about Iran's threat and all the rest of it. People are saying, we got lied to before. We're not gonna do that again.
Yeah, absolutely true. And our mothers and our grandmothers, and I'm sure taught us all that honesty is the best policy. It really is. And now we have an example.
Because you can't keep track of all the lies.
That's right. No one can keep track of the lies. Certainly we can't keep track of the lies our government has told. And they also, like you said, it loses our government, our government is not us, certainly. We are Americans. Our government is in many ways alien to the value system of most Americans, but we want our government to have credibility abroad. You know, we'd like to be able to believe what it tells us, but when it consistently lies, the justification for invading Iraq, of course, was a huge example that is in people's minds. But you know, it's funny because if you read much history and you cruise out on the internet, they're revealing, there's a number of things coming out about, the various Kennedy assassinations. There was the brother and then the president. And then also in that context, of course, because it was the same time frame, issues about and stories about Vietnam, stories about what LBJ was thinking and talking about to his generals in the early years of Vietnam when we could have stopped it, and what he was told, what he was advised, and what he actually decided to do. And you know what we see is, my goodness, you know, even when you tell the truth to a politician, they say, no, you shut up, we're going to do our thing, and we'll just tell the people something, a whole different story. And so this Iraq thing, which I was personally involved in a small way back in 2002, 2003, because of where I worked in the Pentagon, it's really just a repeat of what we've seen governments everywhere, and particularly our government, do year in and year out. And that's why you need small government, because government just seems to attract the worst kind of people, and it seems to reward lying and reward stealing, and I would call it stealing, and it rewards murder, because it is murder when a state goes to war without just cause. And so that's what government promotes. So we can't really stop that. Maybe. So we should limit it. We should make government small. This is the paleocon thing again, you know. Let's make government small. Let's look to the Constitution and see what the federal government is supposed to be doing. And, it is supposed to do defense.
Can I insert a comment here?
Yes.
The greatest reason to have a small, limited government that is kept small and kept weak is so that when we, the people, catch them lying, cheating, stealing, murdering, we can throw them up against the wall, whack them upside of the head with a 2x4, and say, cut it out.
That's exactly
because
right. Exactly right.
When we can make the cost of a lie outweigh its gain, then we'll get a truthful government. We're going to have to take another break for commercials. Karen, I hope you can stick with us a little while longer.
I'm back. I'm free for another 20 or so minutes.
All right. Well, I'm going to use up every one of those precious minutes, so thank you very much. We're going to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Call me U.S. Steel, 21st Century Fox soundbite. Who gives a damn what's true or false, long as it leans to the right. Add a token liberal, pretend I'm fair. A bimbo for some sex appeal. I'm busy oiling up the corporation wheel, and they call me U.S. Steel.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Karen Kwiatkowski. And Karen, would you give us the lowdown dirty? What was going on in Iraq? You're kind of a real life Matt Damon. You were in the thick of it and finding out all that stuff going on. And just give us a rundown.
I worked up in the office of Near East South Asia at OSD. So we're staffers. We're pushing paperwork and policies. I'm doing North Africa at the time. But my boss is Bill Luddy, who was one of the neocons that worked for Doug Fife, that worked for Wolfowitz, and the whole thing. So these guys, and we know this from 9/11 on, these guys were looking for an opportunity to go into Iraq, to invade Iraq, to topple Saddam Hussein's regime. And, of course, you mentioned Project for a New American Century. These guys are all part of that group and had written really since the late 90s that we really, that this country needed to, for whatever reason, topple Saddam Hussein, go in there and take over his oil. I mean, they didn't really say the oil. They talked about resources. They didn't really say that, his regime was bad, but they said, we could do better. Of course, none of this is constitutional, but this desire had long been in place amongst these very people. And of course, after Bush came in, Dick Cheney and Bush appointed these guys over into the place where they could actually make that war happen. So from 9/11 on in 2001, these guys are pushing for it. But our intelligence, and this is what I used to, and all of us, my coworkers used to create our policy papers to write and research and prepare briefings. The intel that we had never indicated that, well, first off, we knew Saddam Hussein had nothing to do with 9/11. There was nothing at all that would link him to that. In fact, there were reasons to think that that would be laughable, which of course was. There was nothing like that existing in our intel. Then the other thing was, well, he's got WMD. Well, our intel also understood that 96% of his weapons of mass destruction, and of course we had the receipts because we sold it to him in the 80s, but that's beside the point. But 96% during the UN inspection regime had been accounted for and or destroyed. And the 4% was thought to have been destroyed or simply, you know, it was like a paperwork problem kind of thing. And if you have ever worked with the government, a 4% mistake rate in your paperwork or lack of paperwork, that's huge. That's like A+. So,
I remember on September 10th, 2001, Donald Rumsfeld got up at the Pentagon and said, we misplaced $2.3 trillion.
Yeah, they weren't too worried about it, apparently. I mean, yeah, exactly. So this whole thing, with Saddam Hussein, intel-wise, we knew what the situation was. It was a low-risk, non-emergency situation. There was no need to invade Iraq. There was no need to topple Saddam Hussein. The country had a fourth-rate military power, no air force, no navy, a very limited army, very limited air defense. We'd been bombing them for a dozen years with the no-fly zone. This was not a country that was threatening to the United States, and certainly we knew it had nothing to do with the attack that we had on 9/11. So this is what we knew about Iraq. Intelligence-wise, this is what all the common-sense people and anybody else and the rest of the world, quite frankly, knew about Iraq. But what we saw was an opportunity. An opportunity to create the war, to have the war, to launch the invasion that these guys, these neocons, had always wanted. And so what they did was, they planned the war. And after they planned the war, and I'll just tell you date-wise, I moved to this office in May of 2002. On the first week that I was there, one of the things that was being done by my coworkers was reviewing the second revision of the Central Command's war plan, operational war plan, to invade Iraq, the second revision. So this had been asked for months and months before, had been up to the Pentagon for review, back to CENTCOM, then from CENTCOM with the updates in, back to the Pentagon for a second review by May of 2002. So that was May 2002. Meanwhile, the American people had not been indoctrinated yet. They had not been sold this war. The propaganda campaign only begun that summer. So May, June timeframe, now we see the propaganda campaign. How do we convince the Americans? How do the neocons and how does the president, how does the vice president convince Americans that we have to go do this war? Well, the way they convinced him was they made up stories. Well, guess what? You know, my mother said, be honest. And we knew the truth, and we saw the lies that were being put forth in part out of the Pentagon, in part out of the CIA, and in part made up right there in the Office of Special Plans that was had a direct line to Dick Cheney. So bottom line is, yeah, if you know much about history, if you study history, you realize most wars that are not necessary and they're not in response to a physical attack of some type, which this one was not, most discretionary wars, which the Iraq invasion was in 2003, most discretionary wars are propagandized and created in much the same way. But I didn't know that. So I was extremely shocked by what I saw. I was extremely upset by what I saw. And of course I put my papers in, I retired, this is my earliest opportunity, and I began to speak out about it along with a lot of other people. Now, of course, that whole story is 9-10 years old now. Everybody in this country knows what happened. You know, it's not even radical now. Yeah, we know we lied our way into Iraq. Yeah, well, we did it. What are you gonna do? Everybody accepts that's the case, which is why Matt Damon's movie, The Green Zone, can be made. And it's no real problem. People watch the movie.
Well, having had my own Hollywood career trashed for speaking out about things like Vince Foster, I recognize Matt Damon showed a lot of courage to do that. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened. It chills right to the core, this talk of holy war.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show, and a rather oddly appropriate piece of bump music here. Karen, what you said earlier about discretionary wars usually being started with lies, I would go further and say they are all started with lies, and even Sun Tzu wrote in The Art of War that all war is based on deception. When the yeah. leader who wants to start a war, you know, he's got to lie his people into it, whether it's they're coming to get us, they're a threat, God wills it, the space aliens will come and take you unless we go and kill this neighboring country and steal their whatever. They're all started with lies and deception. And I think the war in Iraq is historically important because once you understand that all wars are started with lies and deception, and I'm talking about the guy who starts the war and then invades another country who must then respond, okay, mm-hmm. when all wars are started with lies and deceptions, the war in Iraq, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, is the first war started with a major lie where the lie became known to the general public before the war was even over. Normally yeah. we have to wait for decades to find out that Johnson lied about the torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin. But in the case of the war in Iraq, the lies were known before the war was even over. And that means the anger at being lied to is fresh in everybody's mind, which, again, is why they're not getting traction on Iran. I know you have to leave real quickly, so I'm just going to turn the mic over to you until you're ready to leave. Tell us about your campaign. Okay. Again, support. How do we get you into office?
Okay, well, you know, our election is really 1 week from tomorrow, so it's coming up pretty soon. Facebook likes are good because then we can send you information. You can see what we're doing and there may be ways to help and share the information. If you know, we're looking at people in the 6th District of Virginia. This is the upper Shenandoah Valley of Virginia. We're looking at these people, we're giving them a choice, and the choice is a constitutional conservative, paleocon, if you want to call it that, paleoconservative, and against a basically a corporate Republican, a big government, big spending, big borrowing corporate Republican. And guess what? We may not need a lot of help because most of the people here don't like big spending, big borrowing corporate Republicans. They just don't like them. That's not who we are here. So Bob is actually, I always tease people, Bob Goodlatte, the incumbent, is actually one of my best campaign workers because, you know, he's got this record and he talks about his record and people hear it and they go, oh my goodness, you know, either it's not true if he's lying about it, when many people know when he's lying, or he's talking about things with pride, such as SOPA, you know, such as the budget things that he's worked. And people are going, wait a minute, Bob, that's not anything to be proud of. We really didn't want you to do that. So, you know, the kind of help we can give, obviously, if you want to give us some money, well, what we're going to do with it in the next week is, you know, we're going to run more ads. We've got radio ads. We've got cable TV ads. Got a really good deal on some of those. So in some of the major urban areas that we have, they're not urban like by a lot of people's standards, but they're urban to us out here in the valley. But we've got some TV ads. We've been at least recently pretty well reported on, and we're getting a lot of pushback from Bob Goodlatte's people, not his voters, because there aren't very many of them, but his actual staff is really, really, really concerned about what it is that we're doing. They're very concerned, and Bob himself exhibits a great deal of worry about what is happening. He's spent lots of money. He's not done spending. We're just not sure it's going to work out for him. So this is really a race where money is nice. Certainly we're happy to have donations, but it's not really about money. It's more about principle. And our campaign, Less Government, More Prosperity, More Constitutional Approach, this is extremely popular out here in the 6th District. So I'm really, you know, with a whole bunch of people. I'm not like leading them. They already believe in this stuff, and all I'm doing is articulating it to them. And of course it doesn't hurt that Bob's promised term limits, you know, and he's broken his term limit promise 5 different times already. So that helps us. But you know, we're hoping to go to Congress. We want to win this primary. It's a heavily Republican district, a very safe Republican district. So we want to win this primary on June 12th, next Tuesday. Go on to the general, and then, of course, we'll win that. And then go to Congress and actually join the Republican Liberty Caucus, which I've been endorsed by. We've had a number of endorsements, but one of the ones that I'm really happy with is the Republican Liberty Caucus, the national and the state of Virginia. So we want to join with other liberty-minded, other constitution-minded folks like Walter Jones and Justin Amash and these kinds of people, and really work to straighten out some of the problems, really work to try to limit government in any way that we can through our votes, but also to use our voices, to use our passion for this country, for the republic, for the Constitution, to use that to kind of really leaven the overall Congress, to kind of make it okay to love liberty again in the Congress. We'd really like to do that, and I want to be a big part of that. So, you know, obviously got to get through this hurdle on June 12th. Tell your friends. Actually, at this point, we need votes more than we need money. We really do. So if you have relatives in the 6th District, or if you live around here or close to it, you want to drive over and help get out the vote, we've got a week left to do that. And so we could probably use you if you want to drive over, and we can probably put people up in different houses. We've got a great grassroots network. So anyway, we're just fighting in every way we can.
All right. Well, listen, I have a couple of comments to add to that, and then we're going to let you go. And I've already relinked your campaign website to whatreallyhappened.com. I think you're actually on the vanguard of a new movement. I think the American public has become aware that the candidates that seem to have a lot of money to spend aren't necessarily the candidates that are best for the people. And I think too much spending by certain candidates is actually starting to work against them. And so when you come out there and you say you need votes more than money, I think you're basically connecting with this new sentiment in the public. And again, for anybody who's in Virginia, who's in that district, talk up Karen Kwiatkowski, because she's an old-fashioned paleocon. You know, she's talking about getting back to a nation where you're allowed to work and basically improve your own life through your own effort. It's not just have it constantly siphoned away from more wars and more gifts to Wall Street and wars and so forth. We have seen this nation deteriorating so badly over the last few decades, and it's especially the last 10 years. It's like watching a loved one wasting away from a serious disease, and they're not dead yet, but you can see, you know, it's definitely coming. It's painful to watch for those of us who really love the nation we all thought we were living in, to basically see what it has become.
Absolutely. I couldn't have said it better. I like that sentiment. And again, this election is just one little step in a longer series of battles, and really the war to save this republic. And we're fighting it. You know, we hope to win the battle that we have on June 12th, but we're going to continue to push for what we know is right until there is nothing left. I mean, I think the republic is in danger, and I think this is what we have to do now. We really can't rest, and we're certainly not going to give up.
All right. Well, you're going to call and come back on my show after you're a big deal, Congresswoman?
Yes, I am.
All right. I'm going to hold you to that. I am going to hold you to that.
Not a problem.
Karen, thank you very much. We're going to let you go here because I know we're at the end of the time that you had allocated for us. Otherwise, I would have been greedy and kept you right to the end of the show here. But hopefully we'll have you back in the very, very near future. Good luck next week. Please, if you are in or know anybody in Karen's district, please send them an email and say, look, this is a very important situation, because it's not just that district. It is setting the precedent that it's time for the paleocons to stand up again and take the soul of the Republican Party back from the neocons, who have just perverted both the party and the course of the nation over since the late 80s, early 90s, with that whole project for the new American century. We're a superpower. We should act like it. Even if we have to starve our own people to do it, we're going to conquer the rest of the world. And one more point I wanted to make back when Karen was talking about the run-up to Iraq. Remember when Judicial Watch filed a lawsuit against Dick Cheney's top-secret energy task force, and what they found was the documents for Dick Cheney's Energy Task Force were all oil maps, or all maps of Iraq's oil fields? That's how we knew that's what was going on. The U.S. was going to solve its energy crisis by stealing other people's energy. And that's when that whole situation came about. All righty, so we're going to move along. We've got about another quarter of an hour left to the show here. Less time for commercials. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Now, speaking of the money junkies, do you remember back when Bank of America purchased Merrill during this whole 2008 acquisition crash? Lehman Brothers was vanishing and all this other stuff was going on. It is now turning out that Bank of America's top executives were told that losses from Merrill were just going to hammer the combined company's earnings in the years to come. But Bank of America's top executives lied to the shareholders who had to approve the deal and gave them this very rosy, we were going to be making money soon after the deal was completed. I hope Bank of America's shareholders are listening to this broadcast, because of the next shareholders meetings, you got to stand up and call them on this. They made promises to you they knew were never going to happen to trick you out of your permission to acquire Merrill. They're learning some bad habits from the U.S. government that they're hanging out with here. Now, it is starting to catch up with some of the money junkies, because Mark Zuckerberg has now been sued because apparently he was unloading his own stock in Facebook just before the price collapse, before the IPO. He dumped his stock and got out. And if it weren't for the lockout procedure, I'm sure most of the other Facebook insiders would be doing the same thing. By the way, have you seen where Facebook is trying to bolster its earnings potentials by saying there's now going to be a Facebook for the young? Up until now, the attitude has been, well, Facebook's kind of an adult place. There's things in there kids shouldn't be looking at, so we're going to keep them out. Now they're reversing the policy and saying we want
children on Facebook. It's a whole new advertising market. We're going to brainwash them to want the new toy, the new sport, the new drink, the new fashion trend. We're going to make trillions of dollars off of America's little children. Actually, Mark, no, you're not, because those little children have to go to their parents to get the money to buy whatever it is you're advertising, and the parents don't have the money to spend, or they'd be buying the stuff that's advertised on adult Facebook. So I think Mark is in very much indicative of this very isolated group of money junkies who still do not understand how bad things are out here in the rest of America. They still think there are vast pools of untapped capital out here that they can just reach out with their claws and grab into themselves. And they still don't understand why the claws are coming back in with nothing but wood splinters. And they're in denial. Just like they're saying in Europe where Spain is in crisis and the EU is in denial, Wall Street is still in denial how bad things are. Now, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is out there saying that Russia must embrace regime change in Syria. Remember, they were going to have a talk. They were going to talk about Russia coming in and helping with Syria. Russia said no, refused to meet with Obama. And then Russia came out with a warning, do not interfere in Syria. Now Clinton is up again, he's saying Russia must embrace the regime change in Syria. Or what, Madam Secretary of State? What are you going to do if Russia won't do what you want? Going to kill him and dump the body in Fort Marcy Park? That kind of tactic doesn't work anymore. We know that's what's going on here. So Russia is standing firm on the Syria issue, so is China. China's top newspaper is now warning that any Western-backed military intervention in Syria is going to unleash bloodier chaos and said abandoning the peace plan is going to just result in a full-scale regional war. Other venues within China, other spokesmen are saying China, like Russia, will intervene on the side of the Syrian government. They understand what's going on. It's the U.S. conquering nation after nation after nation, and now Russia and China's strategic interests are under direct threat by the United States of America. This is the end of the project for the new American century, is a nuclear war on a global scale. I don't like it. I'm living just 12 miles away from a first-strike nuclear target down the hill here, and I don't like it. By the way, when Secretary of State Hillary Clinton was in Stockholm on, you know, several agendas, including carbon tax and all the rest of it, it was the coldest June day in the last 84 years. And they're still out there pushing carbon tax, global warming, all that carbon Nazi stuff here. All right, bunch of science stories we're going to finish up the day with here a little bit. A new Swedish study shows that all Swedes who developed narcolepsy from the swine flu vaccine Pandemrix received the vaccine from 12 of the 35 batches. In other words, the contamination is not of the entire swine flu vaccine, but approximately just a hair less than half the batches are contaminated. And, of course, in the United States of America, vaccine makers are indemnified. Nobody wants to look at the problem. So we don't know which 12 of the batches are involved that we need to be avoiding. And even Sweden's government is still out there doing the same thing the U.S. government is saying. No, there's no such connection. There's no connection at all. And yet the doctors on the ground are saying, yeah, there is. But, you know, Pandemrix makes a lot of money and, you know, a few sick kids, that's not too great a price to pay for a happy stockholder meeting. Now, there's a kind of drug that's out there called bisphosphonate. It is the recommended preferred drug treatment, certainly by the pharmaceutical industry that sells it, for osteoporosis, which is the weakening of the bones as you age. Calcium loss, and your bones get weak, and it's much easier for bones to break. And it's something old people really have to pay attention to. It turns out the bisphosphonates are actually weakening the bones even worse than osteoporosis. In other words, they're giving you a drug for weakening bones that actually makes the problem worse, not better. Isn't that wonderful? Of course, if you break your bone, they'll take you into the hospital, and they'll be glad to sell you a little pin, a little Vitalium pin in there, and a staple, and a tie, and a tuck, and all the rest of that stuff. Remember that story I was mentioning in the opening hour about this hospital in Arizona? Woman gives birth to a baby, the baby dies. right there in her arms in the delivery room. And the hospital still tries to charge her $900 for nursery services. This is why our medical care is so poor. It's being run by money junkies who are not thinking about the best care for the people. But how do we make another buck? How do we charge them? We've got to turn this into a profit-making enterprise. And, of course, profitability is always cut the corners, cut the quality, make it less resilient, less durable, so they got to buy a new one. It's the whole light bulb conspiracy thing all over again. By the way, the original YouTube of the light bulb conspiracy documentary was taken down. Apparently, the industries involved are very unhappy that we've blown the whistle. There was another one up there. We've linked to it at the website. That one will probably be taken down as well. They don't want you to know that they're deliberately making bad products to take money away from you. We're going to take a commercial break here. We'll be right back with the last segment of today's show. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the last segment of our show today. And if that seems to be catching you by surprise, it means you missed the announcement. We are in the start of our new schedule here at the Republic Broadcasting Network, where we are broadcasting from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Time. And it's a three-hour show, and we're going to have a lot of fun. We've got a lot of guests coming on end of the week. And as always, we welcome your phone calls because that makes it a lot of fun. A couple of stories before we wrap up the show today. There's been a couple of exonerations of men convicted for sexual crimes on the basis of wrongful accusations and botched lab tests. It was apparently this sergeant, he's only been mentioned by his initials TD, was basically charged with sexual battery because it was thought he had HIV. And he was basically, in a great deal of trouble because if you have HIV or any sexually transmitted disease, you must inform your partners ahead of time so that they can decide whether or not they want to be affected and infected, rather. And it turns out that the this man had been given several of these tests that all said he was HIV positives. And then it turned out that when newer tests came along, he did not have HIV at all. They couldn't find it in his body. And so these tests they've been using, especially these cheap ones that they were doing up the clinics, there are people walking around right now who think they have HIV and they don't because the tests are sloppy and inaccurate. They're not reliable. But boy, do they make money for the pharmaceutical companies. Guy by the name of Brian Banks, and this is a positive story. High school football star was on the verge of a major career. And he gets accused of rape and convicted, and he spends 5 years in prison. Okay? And he pled no contest at the advice of his attorney, who said, they got you. They got you, by golly. And it turns out it wasn't true. The Innocence Project finally got the court to agree to a DNA test on the evidence, and it turned out this guy didn't do it. Remember, the 1990s, the feminists were running on screaming, oh, yeah, fake rape charge is good for a man. Go ahead and do that. And there were all these people, all these men were thrown in prison on these bogus rape charges, and the National Organization of Women has been fighting DNA testing to confirm, you know, they've got the right rapist, tooth and nail. You're impugning the honesty and accuracy of the victim. You're harming the victim with these DNA tests. Well, it turns out there's a reason for them, and the Innocence Project got this guy out of prison. And even better, the Washington Redskins, the Kansas City Chiefs, and the Miami Dolphins have all agreed to give him a tryout to get his career back on track. So it has a happy ending. But yeah, going back from the 1990s, this epidemic of false rape accusations, and we do need to go back in with DNA testing because we know from this story, from Gary Dobson was another guy who got thrown in prison on a bogus rape accusation for years. We know it was done. It's time to undo all this damage. And on that happy note, we're going to call it a day here. We'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central Time here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay safe, stay well. Support Republic Broadcasting, support Ron Paul, support the Occupy movement, and Aloha, America.